Welcome home, baby. Come on. Take off your clothes and climb in. I thought we'd start the first day of Christmas with some cuddles in the bath. So come on. Climb in and sit in front of me. That's it. Oh, I love this time of year. Do you like the scent of the candles? Just always makes me think of Christmas. Yeah. I thought after such a hard day, this might be a good way to relax. Just lean into me. That's it. I love our life together. I promise that over the next 12 days, I'm going to make this so much fun. Well, normally everybody only celebrates the 2 days of Christmas, but there's actually 12. So why not do something special every night? I'm glad you approve. Now just relax. Let the bubbles take all your troubles away. I remember when I was a kid, I used to hide in the bathtub to escape my family. Yeah, it was never a good scene around Christmas. So I want to change that with you. I want to learn to love Christmas again. Yeah? Good. I'm glad you like that, baby. I have so many fun things planned. No, I'm not telling you. Don't ruin the surprise. Just relax in the water. Let the bubbles calm you down. I know, I rhymed it last time. I didn't want to rhyme it again. I just like feeling your weight against me. Your head on my shoulder, cheek to cheek, just relaxing in the water. That's it. Cuddles in the tub. I know, it normally does lead to naughty stuff, but not tonight. I have everything planned for the next 12 days, and you're gonna love it. Just trust me, okay? I love you. Have I ever steered you wrong before? Good. So why don't you tell me about your day? What happened at work? Oh, no. That doesn't sound good. Well, what did you guys do? Yeah, that would take care of it. I know things get hectic around Christmas. I'm glad we both have Christmas Eve and Christmas Day off. I just want to spend every minute I can with you. Now just relax. Dinner's in the oven. When it beeps, I'll go get it. Until then, let the water soothe you. And just lean into me, baby. That's it. Welcome home, baby. Yeah, I'm just putting the finishing touches on it. I thought that the third day we might need the tree up. Especially after last night. Yeah. What do you think? Does it look good? I know it's not much. Aw, thank you, baby. Come here. Welcome home. Yeah, I had to hurry home and get it done before you got here. I know you said it's just kind of a chore for you, so... But you like looking at it, right? The twinkle lights. Ooh, let me turn off the lights. There we go. Just kind of makes the room all glowy and warm. That? Oh, that's just a blanket. On the floor. With some pillows. Yeah, right by the tree. So for the third day of Christmas, I thought that maybe we could snuggle by the tree. What do you say? I know. Dinner's in the oven. You don't have to worry about that. I promise I will feed you. So come on. Let's lay down. What do you say? Oh, gosh. Just touching you and holding you always just calms me down so much. You being in my arms is like my favorite thing in the whole wide world. Yes, more than apple pie. More than pumpkin pie. You're sweet enough as it is. And so perfect. So come on. That's it. It feels so kind of homey, having just the glow of the tree to cuddle you. I like it a lot. What do you think? Yeah? How about we make this a day three tradition? Okay, at least one of the days. I want to cuddle with you by the tree. Oh, I know. I'll make some Christmas cookies tomorrow. What do you think? Good. Do you like the ones that look like little Christmas trees or snowmen or big blobs that are unidentifiable and you just throw icing and sprinkles on it? Because those are the ones I'm good at. Good. You don't care what they look like. Oh, I love you. I love you for that and for so many other things. Just snuggle in. I've got at least a half an hour till that dinner's done. That's it. Better day today? Good. Mine was pretty shitty. I don't want to talk about it. I just want to be with you. It's in the past. It's over with. Move on tomorrow. Just snuggle into me, please. That's my love. Thank you for being here with me this Christmas. And for humoring me with all these cutesy days of Christmas things. Well, yeah, I know some of them are fun. Is this one fun? Good. Let's just watch the tree until dinner's ready. I love you too, baby. Hey, baby. I set out some drinks for us. I thought maybe for the fifth day of Christmas, we could drink a little eggnog and Maker's Mark and tell each other what we like about each other. Nice snuggly compliments on the couch. Yeah, the Christmas tree's all lit up. And the fire's going. And I just want to get drunk with you. What do you say? Here, you sit up. Put those feet across my lap and here, take a drink. I got one for me too. It tastes so good. I couldn't believe he did that in a car, no less. We have so many great memories. Oh, I just love you so much. Okay. Reasons I love you? Let's see. You're gorgeous. Your eyes always seem to express what you're feeling. You're very sweet. Always doing things for me without asking. You have a nice body. I just want to be all over it all the time. Come here, just snuggle up to me while we talk. What do you like about me? I am smart. And pretty. I do not have the cutest laugh in the whole world, no. Okay, fine, I have to accept the compliment, that's right. I love the way you tell stories. You're so funny. And you always tell them in the best possible way. You make me laugh. I do make you breakfast. That is a nice trait. Yes. And I'm good at keeping a schedule, I know. Look at this. Here we are on the fifth day of Christmas, still doing it. Okay. You are wonderful. Thank you, baby. No, I think it's good. It's good to talk about the things that we love about each other. And I really want to spend the rest of my life with you. I can't imagine another day without waking up with you in my arms. You're perfect. Okay, well, you're perfect for me. Nobody's perfect, but you know what I mean. That eggnog tastes so good. I'm warm and fuzzy, and I'm snuggling you. How could this day get any better? Except maybe if we order pizza. Can we order a pizza? Good. I always get hungry when I'm drunk. I guess in cute. You're wonderful, you know that? You are. You always seem to know what to say when I'm upset and down. And what compliments that I'll take. You give them to me every day. And you help me so much. I don't even have to ask. Thank you. I help you too, I know. I think it's fun and good for people to help one another. Yes, I get tired when I'm drunk, but I also get hungry and I need pizza. So what do you say? Yes. Of course. It's what we always order. Come on. I'm snuggly. You go order it. Don't you have your phone? Just order it online. I'll get up and get it when it gets here. Deal? Good. Pizza sounds good. But you feel so snuggly and comfy. I love you too, baby. Happy fifth day of Christmas. Hey, baby. Happy seventh day of Christmas. You wanna come here and dance with me? I know it's silly. Come on. Just wrap your arms around me. That's it. You're the person I wanna dance with forever. I want to feel your warm body pressed against mine. Our arms around each other. That's it, baby. I know. It's snowing outside. Perfect night for this, isn't it? Yeah. Just hold me. That's my wonderful love. I could dance in these arms forever. I'm not being cheesy. You just make me so happy. After that drunken compliment night, I thought we could use something a little slower. Listening to each other's heartbeats. Gorgeous piano music. A nice silent night. The snow out the window. Just holding each other. That's it. You're a good dancer, you know. You are. And you make me so happy. Closer and closer to Christmas. Of course. I want to do this every year, too. Even when we have to work. Just set aside some time. Every day, but 12 days before Christmas, to just be with each other. In so many ways. You are wonderful. Your arms are heaven. I would have fallen asleep in them forever. Or you in mine. Perfect. I love you too. I've always loved this song. It's just sweet and calming, and always makes me think of the first snow. Everything gets so quiet, so pretty, all covered in white, reflecting the moonlight. Somehow it seems to dampen sound more, and everything just seems peaceful, especially at night. Thank you for the dance, love. That was just perfect. Yeah. The perfect seventh day of Christmas. It's getting closer, isn't it? Yeah, I can't wait to. I love you too, baby. Here. Snuggle up on the couch. And I'll go get dinner, okay? You are perfect. Happy ninth day of Christmas, my love. Yes, that is homemade hot chocolate you smell. I thought maybe we could sit down and turn on the fake fire on the TV, drink some hot chocolate, and maybe tell some of our favorite stories about each other. Yeah? You like that idea? Well, have a seat. I'll go get the hot chocolate. I've been keeping it warm. Or else it's not hot chocolate, right? Okay. Have a seat, baby. I'll be right back. Here. Nice, piping hot cup of hot chocolate. Fresh from the stove. Yep, with the little marshmallows. A tiny bit of chipotle pepper, just to give it a little spice. You like it? Good. I want to start. So, some of my favorite memories of you have to be around the time that we met. You were so shy and so cute. And I really just, I love the way that you looked. But more than that, I love the way that you acted. Yeah, you always treat people so nice. And you're always so polite and sweet. It just makes my heart so happy. In this world, people can be so mean and so cruel. And there's so many trolls and horrible people on the internet. But you're one of the best gems ever. You're just kind to everyone you meet. I know, but it's still a great quality in a world of people who just hate. So I love you for it. Thank you, baby. So what's your favorite story about me? Oh. Well, I didn't mean to end up there. Look, I was just trying to return it. I know it was so embarrassing. Started a whole fiasco in the store and everything, and I just wanted to get rid of that gift. So, what made you go out with me, huh? Yeah? I don't think it's that great, but I'm glad you like my smile. And my laugh. You bring it up often enough because you're so funny. And cute and sweet. I know, I said sweet a lot, but you're awful sweet. Oh, I had forgotten all about that. Oh my gosh. Oh, that was so much fun. I mean, the guy at the shop didn't think I knew anything about cars. It was a great time to just tell him off. Well, he wasn't being very nice to me. I love that they just assume that women are dumb. I know, right? Like, we can't know about cars, but we can know everything about baking. Whatever. Yeah. I really gave him what's for, didn't I? Oh. Let's snuggle up and drink our hot chocolate and bask in the fact that we have each other. I love you too, honey. Not too many days left to go till Christmas. Yeah. Oh, you make me so happy. This hot chocolate makes me happy, too. Happy ninth day of Christmas, baby. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Hey! I didn't see you there. Well, it's Christmas Eve. Aren't you excited? In my family, we always had a tradition on Christmas Eve that we gave each other one present. You got to open one. One that means a lot. So, I thought maybe we could open each a present. What do you say? Okay. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first? I'll go first then. Okay. I have the perfect one picked out. Yes. Here. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Do you want to get mine? And then we can open them at the same time? Well, just pick one out that you think means a lot. One that comes from the heart. That's what my mom always said. Give from the heart and you'll never go wrong. Yeah, okay. That one? Okay. On 3, 2, 1. Oh my God, I love it so much. Oh, baby. How did you know I always wanted a journal like this? I did. It's so perfect. That way I can write all my thoughts and songs and poems and everything right down on these papers. Oh, and it's got this special pen. Oh, baby. It's perfect. What do you think of your gift? Yeah, I've been doing it when I'm home alone. I thought you might like something made by me. Around here, it's cold a lot of the year. I thought a scarf made by my hands, wrapped around your sweet neck, would help remind you that I'm here to keep you safe and warm and how much I love you. Happy 11th day of Christmas. It looks good. I'm surprised I did that good a job. I didn't think I would. You like it? Really? Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah. I made us a great big dinner. Yes. I want to spend the whole evening with you. And I want to fall asleep in your arms and wake up on the 12th day of Christmas and... Yeah. Exactly, baby. Well, dinner is finishing cooking. So come here. Why don't you cuddle up next to me while I look through this journal? Think about all the great things I'm going to write in here. Of course you can wear your scarf. You can wear it whenever you want. It's yours. Oh. Merry Christmas Eve, baby. I love you so much. Happy 11th day of Christmas. It's going to be a good one, I think. I like sitting here by the tree, too. I'm glad we got a little one. Doesn't take up much room in our small apartment and just kind of gives things a happy glow. Kind of like you when you smile. What? I'm always going to compliment you, baby. Always. Not just on the 11th day of Christmas. I love you so much. Oh, and I can't wait for tomorrow morning. Yeah, I'm getting hungry too. Come on, let's go get some dinner.